Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to an eBay Radio open phone segment. Your hosts are open to just about anything. We covet your compliments and idolize your ideas. Calling us is a good thing. You'll feel better. Here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Call us now.
We got tons of giveaways.
888-723-4630. We're just going to give stuff away. Did you get the email?
Did I get email from you?
Yeah, I think. Wait a minute. No, it hasn't come in yet. No, it hasn't. They're going to send one because she left with the little note. So I don't know. I don't remember what it is we're giving away.
Oh.
Tape and stuff. So.
Okay.
We have to get that.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll give out something, right? I don't know.
Okay. Well, we'll give out. How about surprise supplies?
Yeah. You'll get a surprise.
You don't know what you're getting. We're sending it to you.
Yeah, well, it's like you don't know what you're getting. You just call in. You're going to get something. That should be good enough.
And we have Lori Ann in San Jose, California, CLB Collectibles on eBay. Hey, Lori Ann, what's going on? What's your question or comment?
Hi, Lee. Hi, Griff. I have a question. I didn't think I'd be asking this question because it seems pretty straightforward, but... I think in June I started printing labels for postage off of eBay directly, and right on the page where you print the label, it says that they provide $100 free insurance on Priority Mail boxes. And so I sent a little collectible Tom Brady figurine. All I did was send it from San Jose to Oakland, not very far, in a Priority Mail box, and it broke. And I have all the proof that it broke. I have the proof of how much it was and everything. And I filed the claim, and they denied it. And then I figured, well, maybe they don't know I printed an eBay label. So I made a screenshot and sent them, you know, with a little arrow pointing exactly to where it says that, and all the proof again, and they denied me again. So I'm just wondering, am I missing something? Right. Or is it supposed to be through the post office or through that other service? On the eBay label insurance,
I couldn't begin to answer the question without this. Detailed of an account question like this has to go directly to somebody. If you want to send me the details at griff@ebay.com, I'm happy to look. But I have no idea what's going on, and it's impossible for me to research during the show. So just send it to griff@ebay.com, and I'll see what's up.
I will totally do that. Okay.
Okay, cool. Lori Ann. Thank you so much for thinking of us today. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Now we go to Dallas, Texas for E. Betsy's latest brief. Betsy.
Dress up your store, listings, and customer service for the holidays. Consider creating a holiday header for your store, even if it's just by putting a Santa hat on your logo. I like to put a wreath or garland around our logo on the day after Thanksgiving, plus I bulk edit a string of colored lights or a beribboned pine and holly garland into the top of my listings, just a little something to make them festive. Then I bulk edit the lights or garland back out on January 2nd. Be sure you choose static lights, not blinking, please. Animated gifts were back in the day. In fact, Griff, you remember the year when having falling snowflakes drift across your listing template was all the rage? But with active content listings in listings, going to lay the dodo, you'd be a dodo to add any for the holidays. However you choose to deck your eBay hauls, be sure you don't include anything that makes buyers have to scroll more or overwhelms your items. Decorations should be ecumenical, too, because your listings will be viewed by buyers whose belief systems run the gamut. And please, no audio. We all hear more than enough Christmas music as it is during the holidays, and audible listings aren't a good idea at any time of year. Next, consider adding seasonal gift categories to your store. You can select up to two store categories for each item, so why not make categories for, say, gifts under $25, gifts for your pet, etc. Finally, offer free gift wrapping, if at all possible. You don't necessarily have to wrap anything yourself unless you want to, because this is the perfect job to farm out to a resident teenager or that friend who's always offering to help you with your eBay stuff. At the very least, try to send your items so beautifully packed that all your buyer will need to do is add a bow and a tag, such as an eBay branded holiday shipping supplies. For most items, that will simply mean wrapping them in tissue paper, but you could also add eBay branded holiday shipping supplies. Last but not least, remember that when you print a shipping label through eBay, the packing slip can be edited for gift purposes to not show the item's price. So catch the spirit of the season and let the holiday selling festivities begin. Now back to Griffin Lee.
Thank you so much, Betsy. That was very good. Yes. You know, I don't know. Some people believe that if you even put Christmas tree lights up there, it's kind of denominational, right? So, I don't know. Snowflakes are perfect. I love the snowflakes. Linda in Phoenix, Arizona, known on eBay as Ice Purple. Hey, Linda, what's your question or comment?
Hi, Griffin Lee. This is my first time calling in.
Thank you.
I'm real nervous.
Well, welcome. Well,
why
don't
are
be nervous.
You nervous?
Oh, we'll treat you well. You'll be fine.
I'm one of those persons that never go on vacation. I don't have a store, and I worry about ending all my items and leaving them up because I worry about keeping my 100%.
Mm. Well, so, Griff, if you don't have a store...
Yeah. And if you don't have a store, then the only thing you can do, well, there's two things. You can hire someone temporarily to take and fulfill orders, or you have to end all your listings.
Oh.
How much do you sell a month in quantity? How many items do you sell a month?
Oh, maybe 10 to 20.
Yeah, so you 10 to 20, you should have a basic store.
Really?
Yeah.
And if
how
you're
much
not,
does it cost a month, Griff?
I forget now, $19.95?
It's not very much money.
No, but you get all those free buy it now and now some auction listings too. So I advise you to go to the eBay Fee Illustrator, and you can get that by going to Google and just typing in eBay Fee Illustrator, because I can't remember the URL offhand. When you're on that page, it'll ask you to enter some information about your current selling activity, and it will give you a recommendation as to whether or not you should or shouldn't have a store, and if you should have a store, which store level.
And some people believe, Griff, I'm one of those people, believe you may not, but I do, that a store, you know, for whatever small amount of money a month a store costs you, it's also a status thing. Kind of to have a store. It's another tool for selling. And a lot of people think of it as they take it out of their marketing budget, even, believe it or not. So
that's a good idea.
I think you might consider having a store just because it kind of puts you up there in a different level. You know what I mean?
Good advice.
So, and also, Linda, keep listening because we're going to be having a theme show on the subject of why you should take a vacation.
Oh, yes.
When's the last time you took a vacation?
I took 3 days because I took a Friday, Saturday, and a Sunday, which you don't ship on Saturday and Sunday, so I actually only took 1 day.
Ah, but you need a two-week vacation.
You need to go on a vacation. Honey.
You sound tired. You need a vacation, babe.
I do.
So,
do you know, we do a lot of staycations where we don't even go to a hotel. We just stay home now. You know, when we have a few days off, we just want to be home, you know.
But the first step to doing this is to plan. Mm-hmm. And part of that planning may be, I can't say with certainty, although I suspect if you're selling 10 to 20 items a month, that you probably would benefit financially from an eBay store at the basic level.
And then all your stuff would go into the store, right, Griff? When you already have things up there for sale and then you open a store, it's there automatically, right?
Mm-hmm.
All your listings? Okay. Yeah, and it's easy too, Linda. I think you're going to be happy with that. And then you can put your store on vacation when you go on vacation.
What happens to your listings during that time?
Well, if it's a fixed price listing, and you put your store on vacation, those listings they're suspended, which means that if somebody goes to your store, they won't see anything. But if they have your, any items on their watch list, and they go to them, it'll say, this item, can't be purchased until such and such a date because this seller is away. That's if a store seller puts her entire store on full vacation mode. That's what happens. Any auction listings that you have running before you put the store on vacation will still be available and will close on their given date. So that's why when we say you have to plan, one of the parts of the plan is that if you use the auction format, even with a store, you want to make sure those listings are scheduled to end well in advance of your leaving so that you have time to receive payment and then fulfill those items before you leave. Many store owners only sell in the fixed price format, so this isn't an issue. But it does give you the peace of mind of knowing that when you come back, you can turn your store back on. You don't have to relist everything. All of your listings repopulate, and they're opened up again. I use this at least once a year. For example, when we did the eBay Open event in Las Vegas, I closed my store for most of that week so that I don't have to worry about people ordering something and then not getting it within the time specified because I'm not going to be able to fulfill those orders. Another thing that people do with or without a store is if they're going to be gone for 5 days, you could also go in and bulk edit your handling time so that it's 5-day handling time. That way you'll still be in compliance with all eBay requirements for listing. Your buyers will know, hey, it's going to be 5 days before these orders are sent. You can actually have, if it's not full vacation mode, you just put it on partial vacation mode, and notice will say the seller isn't processing orders until such and such a date, so there will be a delay that alerts the buyer. But those particular listings won't qualify if you are top-rated for the top-rated discount, so it's a trade-off. In any event, what it involves is planning, and we're going to help you do that. So stay tuned to future shows when we talk more about vacations.
Thank you so much, Linda. We forgot to give away something.
That's all right. This open phone segment was brought to you by Bubble Fast. We'll be right back with more of eBay Radio.
When it comes to your business on eBay, wearing your heart on your sleeve isn't enough. You need to show your eBay spirit, and that means a visit to the eBay Shop, the official store for eBay-branded apparel and other eBay merchandise. It's where Griff shops for those coveted secret word prizes, and you can shop there as well at theebayshop.com. If you're lucky enough to be at eBay headquarters in San Jose, you can also visit the eBay Shop in person. Right now, you'll find eBay-branded beach towels, totes, and other items for summer fun all year round. That's in addition to eBay-branded polo and t-shirts custom dyed in eBay colors, plus eBay caps, jackets, hoodies, bags, office accessories, and other cool eBay stuff, all at terrific prices. It makes great gifts for family and friends, too, even the kids. The eBay Shop partners with Brandvia to help you show your eBay spirit and start a conversation about your business wherever you go. Visit theebayshop.com.
For even more eBay Radio, join the eBay Radio Facebook group. There you'll find your fellow listeners asking questions, sharing advice, and hashing over all things eBay. Just go to facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio and click Join Group. We'll approve you right away and look forward to your participation. That's facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio, all one word.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at worthpoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit worthpoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 385.
Recently, eBayers gathered in Las Vegas for eBay Open 2016. During live eBay radio broadcasts, many of them stepped up to the microphone to share a tip or two.
My name is C, and my eBay ID is C-Bay. For instant visibility, make sure you are selling internationally. The eBay has a wonderful GSP program. However, if you don't join the program, all you have to do is make sure your listings are all worldwide. Use them for Priority Mail International. Even though that's going to be the most expensive choice, you're still going to have the visibility.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome to another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us. us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. Call us toll-free at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that toll-free number is 888-723-4630.
So we have a caller online, Julie in Las Vegas. But before we go to Julie, I got an email from Cassie Layton giving us the list of things we can give away.
Oh, I got it, too. I just saw it.
Okay, so can we make one package? So I've got one roll of tape, one package of tissue. And should we give away all 10 of the 8x6x4 boxes to the same person?
Yeah, you should, yeah.
Okay,
they
keep
can't
them
divide.
Together. Exactly.
You have to keep those together because they're packets. That
okay, we're going to call this package number one, Griff.
Go ahead.
One roll of tape, mm-hmm. one package of tissue,
mm-hmm.
and 10 8x6x4 boxes, all with those wonderful snowflakes on it for
right,
a holiday.
How are you going to give it away? Calls?
Here's how we're going to give it away. So easy, because it's like the end of the hour.
Yeah.
First person to call in and tell us who the founder of eBay was. 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. They're going to get a roll of tape.
No, what? Three rolls of tape.
Oh, three rolls of tape.
Each
oh
one of
God.
These is a package.
Okay, three
you can't
rolls
split them
of
up.
Tape.
Yeah.
One tissue pack.
No.
Yes, it says one tissue pack on there.
No, you're not listening.
Okay.
You're going to give away... three rolls of tape, period.
Period.
The next thing you give away is one tissue
pack.
Oh,
I see.
Period.
Okay, that's the way
the
you want to do
you
it.
Give
I
away
was
is
making
10.
A package.
No, don't. You split it up.
Don't make a package.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to give away three rolls of tape.
Right. So each bullet item is a giveaway.
Okay, got it.
Right.
Okay, first person to call in and tell us who founded eBay gets three rolls of tape.
Just... this is like a no-brainer.
My package sounded better.
Was it Mark Zuckerberg?
Radio 30.
It was Steve Jobs.
Radio 30. Julie in Las Vegas, known on eBay as Julie's Gems. Julie, what's your question or comment?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Griff, I just want to say you're in my prayers. Really thinking about you right now. Hope
oh, why? What?
Okay
well, thank you. I'm not sure how I deserve that, but thank you very much.
Yeah. Really thinking a lot about you. You're awesome. You are eBay. eBay is nothing without you. You
Ooh, don't
are
tell,
eBay.
Ooh, awesome. Don't tell them that. They'll think I'm a liability.
Oh, my God. I know, right?
Yeah.
I get it. But you are. You're awesome.
Well, thank you for those kind words.
So my I know I have a short amount of time, so I just want to say I went to Texas for 2 months in the spring, and I was so worried about taking my store down. I have a lot of people that buy from me that work from eBay. That work at eBay and,
yeah.
and I called eBay several times and they told me to put it on vacation like you guys did. And then I came across a girl that works at eBay that buys some Betsy Johnson from me and she told me, no, do not do it that way. She said, what I would do is I would take each item down separately and then, go on vacation. Don't put it in vacation mode because she said people can still see your items. And I do all
no,
my
no, no. I don't
no,
know who told
wait.
You that. I need to know who told you that because they need coaching. That is absolutely
yeah.
wrong. That would be a enormous waste of time. That is not how it
well,
works.
Well, it was.
Yeah.
When I got home, I had to relist everything. So what she did was she told me put all my items in the sold column, and which I did. I put everything in my
oh,
sold.
Geez,
oh boy.
No.
And
you
then
know
when
what?
I got back, I had to put about 15 or 2,000
oh.
items back.
Julie, we really have to go and do this contest. Honey,
yep.
you're wasting time with that.
Yeah, can you email yep. me with the name of the person who told you to do that?
We
so
need
I can
to know.
Gently chide them that that's not
thank
the right advice.
Thank you, Julie. I'm
Julie,
sorry
thanks.
We have to go so quickly, honestly.
Poor Julie.
Thank you.
Oh, my heavens, that's
Krista
terrible.
In Apple Valley, California, known on eBay as Lil Miss Disney. Krista, what's your question or comment?
Hi. I just noticed yesterday that my listings on the Edge browser are coming up with a big red box and a shield and an X on it, and it's coming up as unsafe content. And I was wondering, I don't know who I need to call about that or what's going on with my listings. I just... noticed it yesterday.
Right. So what you need to do is you can send an email to me and I'll give you some advice. I can tell you right now it's probably that your security settings are way too high.
So can she send you email?
Yeah, at griffithebay.com with a listing number where this is happening.
Okay, that's weird because they weren't doing that before. So it's kind of, and they seem to work fine in the
bus. Honey, we've got, we're in such a hurry right now. I'm so sorry.
But you can email me at griffithebay.com with the details. There's a little or no chance that there's something wrong with the listings itself. This is usually due to a browser having a security setting.
So please send it to griff@ebay.com, please. Thank you.
With the item numbers. With the item numbers.
Susan in Las Vegas, known on eBay as Susan Sales. Susan, what's your question or comment?
Pierre Omidyar.
Yeah.
That's correct. You got, that was a toughie.
You get three rolls of tape.
So here's what you do. So
thank you.
Susan, you have to send me an email at griffithebay.com with your shipping address. And, and in the body of the email, it has to say three rolls of tape.
You got it. Thank you so much.
Hey, well,
congratulations.
And I'm praying for you and Howie, and you're some kind of guy, Griff. You really are.
Well,
a lot of people would just walk away.
I don't want to believe that. I just don't. I think when you have a loved one,
Griff. Some
people do. When you have a loved one, when you have somebody you love and you want to take care of them, you don't even question it.
That shows your character.
I did with my late husband, and he was much older than me, but I heard horror stories. Horror stories.
You know what? It tells you something about yourself, Griff. Love yourself, Griff.
I'm sorry about those horror stories.
You're a
good
person.
I want to focus on us good people.
Congratulations.
Thanks, Susan.
For winning, Susan.
This open phone segment was brought to you by Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. We'll come up with our third hour in a moment here on eBay Radio.
You know that networking can help you get ahead in business. Now, it can even help you stock your eBay store. BeStock Sourcing is the world's largest network of liquidation marketplaces. They feature returned and overstock inventory directly from top retailers and manufacturers, including Walmart, Home Depot, Wayfair, and QVC. You'll find dozens of popular product categories, from accessories to wine coolers. Best of all, there are no middlemen or price markups. You buy right from the retailer or manufacturer via online auction. Just go to BeStockSourcing.com to see what's available, apply to the marketplace offering the merchandise you want, attach a reseller certificate, and then bid to win. The BeStock Sourcing Network offers you profitable choices by the pallet or the truckload. That's BeStockSourcing.com, a better way to buy liquidation inventory.
It's an ordinary day in shipping land. Millions of eBay sellers are preparing to pack and ship. Meanwhile, at Bubble Fast headquarters in the heart of the Bubble Cave, an incoming call lights up the Bubble phone. It's an eBay seller needing help fast.
I need help fast.
Mark and Robin Levine are the superheroes of shipping and have everything you need to get your packages out looking their best. Mark and his Robin are eBay sellers themselves, so they know the drill. And when it comes to shipping challenges, they've got the superpowers you need to help you pack that hard-to-ship item, even if they have to create the packaging themselves. To develop your own shipping superpowers, join Bubble Fest's Facebook group and subscribe to their Bubble Briefs newsletter. Find it all at BubbleFest.com, providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. That's BubbleFest.com.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares and give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.